What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, rains across the Midwest, and especially in the drought-stricken areas of North Dakota, Canada, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska. Just a good old-fashioned rain from Mother Nature. Some are saying possible drought-ending rains. Many people receiving more rain in the last week than they've received in the last 6 months. Friends, a little too much rain on this story, but friends in northeast Iowa, up to 15 inches of rain, and that's definitely a little too much, but we'll see how that all pans out. But big rains across the Midwest going to help finish up corn and beans.
As we go into this harvest season, Tommy, it does seem unusual where this market is, both cash and futures really being pretty strong going into harvest.
It's historical, Don, and people are calling in and using what we know how to do to help them, but there's just such a lack of grain, especially when it comes to the small grains. Markets that don't trade futures and options, like your edible market and peas, but even something as wheat. Looking at a positive basis here in many parts of the country, in wheat with a 940 futures board, quite unusual. But overall, lack of bushels in the upper Midwest with corn, beans, canola, and small grains, and pulse grains.
What's not hot in this market?
Well, obviously, if you turn on the TV, you look at Ida, Slam's Gulf Coast, and you just look at the storm, and it's logistically, it plays really hard on our markets. The Mississippi River and the Delta and our ports are extremely important to the overall trade. Look at your spreads. Look at front month spreads versus back month spreads, as those might adjust, as there's a bottleneck in the shipping where we export a large amount of grain out of the Gulf.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.